crossroads as far-right and Green parties made big gains in parliamentary elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Europeans now face a new political reality after European Parliament elections ended the dominance of the EU's main centre-right and centre-left parties and revealed a changed landscape where the far-right, pro-business groups and environmentalists will be forces to be reckoned with. Turning out in numbers not seen for 20 years, voters took populist concerns to the ballot box, making parties led by the likes of Italy's Matteo Salvini and France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen among the biggest in the 28-nation bloc Assembly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
But behind all the populist celebrations Sunday night, there was also quiet satisfaction in Brussels among EU officials who had feared Eurosceptics would run away with the election and do even better. Some officials suggested that this year's parliamentary elections may mark a high water mark for nationalist populists, noting the surprise resurgence in the fortunes of smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed differing views Monday on whether recent North Korean missile tests violated a U.N. Security Council resolution, but they remain united on the ultimate goal of achieving a denuclearized Korean peninsula. At a joint news conference in Tokyo, Trump said he viewed the tests as a bid for attention by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that he was not personally bothered by them. Abe said the tests did violate the Security Council resolution and stressed that his government is most interested in resolving the issue of North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens. This is VOA News. Austrian lawmakers voted Conservative Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's government out of office Monday, passing a motion of